Dating in Sacramento is a complete dumpster fire. But the stories really are funny.
Yeah.
Now it's Cody's red flag warning.
Must be uncomfortable when you go out with somebody for the first time and then somebody else is hitting on you.
Yeah, that's weird.
Happened to Laura in Folsom. Met a guy on Bumble. And where'd you guys decide to meet, Laura?
So we decided to meet up at Lazy Dog, and I happened to get there like maybe 5 minutes before him. So this bar is packed. I was like, hey, is anyone sitting here? And he's like, nope. As he turns around and looks at him, I'm like, oh, this guy's trying to do it. This is already going to be a problem. So my date gets there, and first of all, like, not what I was expecting. I felt like I got slightly catfished.
Ooh, okay.
So my date's chugging these beers. He gets up and goes to the bathroom for the first time. This guy's sitting next to me. We start talking a little bit about his job while my date's in the bathroom. My date comes back, and my date notices this, and my date starts talking to him. And so they're kind of talking about their jobs, and he's like, yeah, I'm a canine officer. And my date was like, oh, that's so cool. I've done that. Like, I've put on this suit. And I'm sitting there watching these two go back and forth trying to one-up the other. And so my date gets up and goes to the bathroom probably another 3 or 4 times in this, like, 3-hour span. Mm-hmm. And each time my date gets up, the guy next to me, the canine officer, keeps hitting on me. On top of it, like, he smells like cigarettes and chew. So I did not want him near me. The last time my date gets up and goes to the bathroom, the guy sitting next to me is like, can I get your number? And I just turned bright red. As my date was, like, looking away, the other guy, like, slipped his number to me. And so I just was like, here you go. Because this guy was cute. So I was like, all right, well, I'm not committed. So I'm going to be maybe a terrible person and swap number.
How did you handle it after this?
The canine officer texted me about an hour later and was like, hey, here's my address, come over. And I was like, nope.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a little forward. I don't like that.
That's fast.
I never went on a second date with the guy because, one, I got catfished, and two, later I found out he had hooked up with one of my friends.
Oh, oh
no.
My gosh.
New.
It just turned into this giant pile of bad.
Did you say giant pile of sad?
Yeah.
Listen, it's a red flag that they were trying to one-up each other. And for the guy trying to hit on her when her date is directly next to her, like, that's kind of weird. But also, why was her original date going to the bathroom so much? All right? I want to know that. Red flag right
Sometimes when you break the seal, that's what happens.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll just say two because they're not bad guys. If anything, she should be flattered that two guys were into her at the same time.
Wait, I have a quick question. What about her accepting that guy's number on a date with somebody else?
She deserves a red flag, too.
Okay.
I like you, Laura. I do. Get it, girl. But at the same time, everyone gets red flags.
Pat, Tom, and Cody.
105.1.
KNCI.